Amen.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, we have to be random. You know, that was not planned. But the Lord has completely changed the sermon today. We're not going to go with the sermon. No. And the enemy doesn't like Elijah or Elisha or that mantle. Tough. Because they are here. And they are going nowhere. And nobody will come against Elisha or Elijah. Because Elisha and Elijah turn the hearts of the people back to God. So protect this lady in Jesus' name. Amen. The arch enemy is Jezebel. And you need to protect her. And pray for the prophet. Okay? Can I ask for that commitment for her? Thank you. Okay. Glory to God. Okay. There we go. So we have to flow with the Spirit of the Lord, don't we? All right. Well, it's been such a powerful time. Do what you feel like. Just, you can stay. You can do what you want to do, honey. All right. And I can't wait to hear. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? You see, prophets anoint kings and priests and prophets. Prophets commission other people. She was sent here before the foundation of the world. For now. Could we have the help? And that's prophetic. She needs that help. So when you see her like that, you need to help her. Okay? Amen. Amen. Where's your mantle today? Where's your mantle?
Seven spirits of the Lord upon me, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Prophets wear a mantle. There are seven spirits of the Lord. Okay, thank you, Lord. Well, faith. This is why she is a prophet, because she started speaking about faith as she was praying. And we're going to throw all of that out, because we could have talked about it, but we're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 37. If you have your Bibles, can you please get them out? The Word of God is alive and powerful. And I have a quick message for those who are struggling at this time. You need to know who you are in the Lord and whose you are. And He will tell you and He will share it to you. It's all in the Word. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And He will release you. And He will show you that you are loved. That you are a son or a daughter of the Most High. So I just break off all spirits of rejection in this place and now, in Jesus' name. And we loose the love of the Lord upon you in Jesus' name, as a son or daughter of the Most High. And also mind that where your mind has been hurt or suffering through mind attacks, the Word of God says that He did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. What is it? Let's decree it together. Spirit of power.
Spirit of power.
Love.
Love.
A sound mind.
Sound mind.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37. The whole time we've been here, I have had such an incredible thirst. A thirst that is supernatural. This ground is in need of much water, and we had it prophesied that the river is here. You can expect the cup that you were walking in now has been uncontained, and you are now going to a cup that is probably about 50 times greater. Because God is a God of increase. That is why we're here. He's a God of increase and multiplication and supplication. But with that bears a great weight, John. A great responsibility. That is why the prophet is... Because the apostolic and the prophet work alongside one another. But also with the body. So you all, the spirit of unity, Psalms 133 commands their
blessing.
So you must stay unified. When there's division, the enemy laughs and he can come in. When there isn't division, the Lord commands the... Hallelujah. Spirit of unity, okay? All right. So Joshua, which is what she is. Okay, Ezekiel. The vision of the valley of the dry bones. The vision of the dry... Okay, the hand of the Lord was upon me, upon you. personalized the word, and brought me out to the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass all around them. He's speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. It means God has strengthened. And Ezekiel spent time as a prophet who was in the open heavens. He spent a lot of time in the river Chebar, and he was a seer. And he also lived the message. So he went into the Valley of the Dry Bones, signified Israel at the time, and that place was, it didn't exist, because the devil tried to take out Israel. But in a day, in 1948, what happened? Woohoo! Israel became a nation within a day in 1948. And this is that, the prophecy that came to pass by the prophet Ezekiel. So he walks in and he sees dry bones. And he said, "Son of man, who's he?" The Lord. "Can these bones live?" So he asked him a question, "Do you believe?" And the next thing is, and he answered, "Oh Lord, you know." "I don't know, but you know." And again, the Lord said, "Prophesy to the bones and say to them." So we looked at the prophecy yesterday, and when we speak life, when we speak from the utterance of the Lord, things that are dead will shift. Okay. And he answered, and he said, "Prophesy to the dry bones, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is tested. This is the word of the Lord, sharper than a two-edged sword, separating the soul from the spirit, joints and the marrow. It sifts and analyzes the thoughts and the purposes of the heart." It is a weapon when we speak it out. Okay. "Behold," he said, "thus says the Lord to these bones, behold, I will make breath enter you. And then you will come life. And I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back and cover you with skin. And I will put breath in you so that you will come alive. And you will know that I am he." I'm going to stop there. We are alive in Christ. The same power, Romans 8 says, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you and me. That power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is a quickening Kratos power, a quickening, alive, dynamite power, dunamis power. It means explosive power. It means all authority, exousia power. It means creative power. The same power that rose Jesus, who died for our sins, lives in us. Do we realize that?
Yes.
We need to thank him every day. We will see things that are seemingly impossible, dead, gone. Things in our life, circumstances, come back to life. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. Just like, and it can be instantaneously. Do you believe? Oh Lord, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Amen? Okay. But it comes through conditions, and that is one, emunah, faith. Hebrew word for emunah is faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence that of things that are not yet seen. And the enemy knows how to attack, and that's your faith. He knows how to bring you into a place of disagreement, division, divide, and also unbelief. That is his aim. But the Lord asks us to stay focused, stay on his kingdom, believe and continue to believe, even if things are going in the complete opposite direction. Because who do you trust? Do you trust the circumstances, or do you trust in the word of the Lord? Even if things did not turn out the way that you wanted to turn out, it's okay, because God works all things together for good that those that love him. So there is a greater picture that you perhaps haven't had the revelation of yet, that perhaps you'll never get the revelation of until you go to heaven. And then the Lord will say, "You went through this. This happened. I know it hurt you, but here's what was happening in the background. I am always with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you," says the Lord. Amen? Do we believe him?
Yes.
So no matter what goes on in this world, now faith is. The enemy wants to take you from your grounding, from the faith, the root system of love. He wants people's hearts to wax cold and to remain away from his presence so that they can have their way. No, we have to stay unified and we have to stay in the presence of the Lord and glorified. It is God's way, not our way. Let's say it together. It is God's way, not our way. Can we pray together, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know that? What you've just done right there, you've all prophesied a decree, the most powerful decree in unity together. All of heaven has backed you up. Myriads and myriads of angels have now gone forth on your behalf, on the ministry's behalf, on this church's behalf, because it's his will and his way. Amen. When you corporately come together to decree and unify like this, hell shakes. Hell wakes. When you wake up in the morning, what happens? They're like, no way, they're up again. Oh no, these troublers. Elijah was called a troubler of Israel because wherever he went, he shook places. He shook the kingdom of Baal and Jezebel. He took it down because he would not compromise. He knew the Lord and the Lord was with him because the Lord answered by fire. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So when you corporately come together and decree, and I would ask you to, if you don't, maybe ask the Lord, Father, is this something that we should do together, the Lord's Prayer? Do you know that's your armor? The blood of Jesus is your armor. And so is this prayer. And when we do it corporately together, there is a glory bubble that is even more enhanced around this place. One another, families, friends. Yes, things are going to come. Of course they are. What did Jesus go through? He was put on the cross. His arms were taken out of his sockets. He was lashed for, was it 39 times? With a cat of nine tails. He was unrecognizable. Yeshua was unrecognizable because of what man did to him. The religious spirits, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, they didn't like him going about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So when he was on that cross, he endured so much suffering, sorrow, pain, rejection. One of the greatest prophecies was by the prophet Isaiah. We all know it. Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain our peace, that shalom, wholeness. That means that there's an inner peace that he brings. Our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. It's past tense. It's done. So we need to thank him. And if you don't experience that healing, it doesn't matter. You are still in the kingdom of light. And you are healed from this world. And you will spend eternity with your Father. But God wants emunah, faith. The opposite to faith is doubt, unbelief, jealousy, envy, division. All of these things that are not of God's kingdom. Amen? So we must stay in faith, unified. And I believe that that is what you will do. The river is here. The river is here. You have been revived. You have been strengthened. Now the Lord would ask you not to forget it. Don't go back to the old way because something new has happened here. You cannot revert back to where you were. For if you do, then where's the progress? So continue to remain. And he says, I will bring all things back to remembrance for you. Everything that you have heard by the Spirit of the Lord is now imprinted in your inner man, in the Spirit. Father, teach me. It says the anointing teaches me all things. And stay in that word. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So, they prophesied, and what you've just done is an example of corporate prophecy, but a prophecy from the highest authority, that is the Lord, that is God Almighty, through His Son, in Jesus' name. That's exciting. Okay, so we've got a quick, we'll just finish now. I've got a word from the Lord for Wiltshire. In fact, we'll leave it there, okay, with that. But I'm going to release a word that the Father gave, and I heard every word. And it's not just for this church, but it's for Wiltshire, all right? I don't know whether somebody wants to record it, or if you don't, you can have a copy of it. When the Lord speaks, He speaks to me audibly, and then He confirms it. But I also see by His hand, and this is the word that was given on the 17th of the 6th, 23. Swindon, so not just this church, but Swindon. I saw the Lord bring an axe to the root of things in Swindon, the area that are not of His kingdom. And we know that there are things like that. And He brings the plumb line to reset and refire. He is pouring out His mercy and river of grace into the places that seem so insignificant, right? This is the full word of the Lord. He spoke these now. Father says, I am He. I am He who will bring forth new measures into the fore. For they are of me, and in that they shall remain steadfast amongst turmoil. I have given strategy to you, says the Father. Now implement this for the coming season. A window is being opened unto you to release My grace and intimacy to the lost and to the lonely. The algorithm of My Spirit connects heaven to earth, and I have released myriads of angels, the angelic hosts, to encounter My kingdom. Look up, says the Lord, for I am there. See the new, for I am seated at the right hand. So he impressed the I am. Okay. I release eagles, says the Lord, to gain the heights of My kingdom. And a new dawn awaits, for it shall surely be here. The etymology of My kingdom enlarges your capacity of Me. Therefore, stay in My word and in My presence. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father says, I am He, and I am in your midst. And the fragrance of My presence will not be contained. Father says, no more second guessings, for you are My bride, and your function is to create unity amongst the people. Father says, you will stand amazed at what I am about to do in your midst. For surely the curtains are being opened. Well, maybe that would be a good point to open the curtain, John. As My veil was torn from top to bottom, My presence is available to all. Amen? Why wait to see what happens, says God? Why wait? I want you to be proactive and shift the atmosphere so that My glory is in your midst. Vibrant new brands of warrior prophets shall emerge from the surrounding area of Wiltshire. And in that, they have been hidden, and I now call them forth. The Father gave us a little warning. Where there is a lack of unity, the enemy sneaks in. Did you hear me? He likes division. He wants to divide what God's about to do. Don't let him. Don't let him. Okay, where there is a lack of unity, the enemy sneaks in. Therefore, hear and receive Me. Know My heart is full of joy for you, you good and faithful servants. And I release you as counselors in the prophetic to those who are still yet to learn. I am bringing a new environment in your midst and turning the tables on the mundane and the grotesque that has been going on in Swindon and in Wiltshire. My hand of mercy is in your midst, and I shall fulfill even in this very hour the transformation you seek. Let your hearts open wide and your ears to the Spirit of Truth. Steer clear of making too many opinions, for these are man's way to rationalize. I am he that will do this, and no one will be able to claim what I do next. And then I saw, and he stopped, and then I saw a green rose, and that is healing that is being released to you today in the name of Jesus. All distraction will disappear as you focus on my coming, for I am he. You are on a journey, all of you, of self-discovery, says the Lord, and you have the freedom to break the chains in this area. Father asks you, are you willing? Are you willing to commit to me in prayer? That was his ask. For we shall see, I know it's a long word, but you need it. We shall see reformation in the hearts of men, and as the men of old, the former who went before, and their mantle is available to press for. Repeat and no retreat, says God. For the latter shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this house we will bring peace and prosperity, says the Lord. I open the rivers to you from distant shores. New Zealand, Central America, and Colombia shall be connected to you. And some shall be released to travel while others stay behind to pray. I am moving you into deeper intimacy with me, and my plans are perfect for your life. The next 5 years, Father shows remarkable transformation and change, and unity is key. Forgiveness is key. And where he showed me pantries for those in need of shelter and support, gardens being created by his hand to produce the things and new ways of nurturing. And I saw a classroom, and in that many were being taught and the foundations of the gospel. Arts and crafts are significant, for they draw people forth and the ability to create. And the Lord says, finally, music will be written and continue to be written as you flow in my spirit. And there's your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There we are. So, can I just do one more thing? Can we, if you have anything in your heart, today's the day, because we're leaving after this until next time. We have a window of opportunity just to get right with the Father. If there's anything in your heart, you better do it now. This is your opportunity. The Lord is calling you. It's now. And if you don't, okay. So if there's anything in your heart, now is the opportunity to release it to the Father and receive the love of the Lord. Receive forgiveness. Receive his impartation. And be steadied and prepared. Can we just spend one moment doing that? It's between you and him. No one needs to know a thing. He knows everything anyway. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Is everybody okay? I know it was a tough word and very intense, but do you remember the dry bones? He's revived you. The river is here. You are equipped. You're already rooted. He's took out the strongholds in the land, and he'll continue to do that. Love you. God bless you. I'll see you again.